This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, this is Josh Burns, Joy 94.9's local member of parliament. And you're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.
There you go. Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Liam, and returning to have another chat with us, Max Pick. Now, Max, how are you? Are you ready for Mardi Gras, first off? Are you all geared up? Are you all ready?
I don't think we can ever be truly ready for Mardi Gras, but yeah, as ready as I can be. That's about where I'm sitting, yeah.
Well, thanks, Macca. Well, I know you've been, you've been working pretty hard in the background. No milk in my tea. Now, this is a really important initiative for the trans community during Mardi Gras. Tell us about it, Max. Tell us what it's about. And I know why it's important, but tell our listeners why it's important.
Absolutely. Well, I guess no milk is, it's at its heart, it's a fundraising brand for gender-affirming surgeries. Yep. So what we do is we release bespoke T-shirts for people in the community who we call our No Milk Champions, trans people, gender-diverse people who need access to gender-affirming surgery. And all year round, we're promoting the T-shirts for them to raise those funds. And through the period of Mardi Gras, we've got a really cool initiative where we've actually reached out to local businesses to jump in and show their support as well. So what this is it's the No Milk Fox Squads. So that's all about promoting in a more amplified sense and using Mardi Gras as that period where everything is amplified, which is great. We want more of it. But it's really allowing businesses to jump in as being a hub of visibility for the trans community, as well as, obviously contributing to the fundraiser. We've got teams signing up from across Sydney, across the inner west, who are volunteering to wear the T-shirts as a team. And through this period of Mardi Gras, where, the visual support of wearing the T-shirt, which is, a trans fox, by the way, just to clarify that for everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
it's so impactful to do that, and to have local businesses doing that through Mardi Gras when people are really paying attention and looking to businesses to show that those values and amplifying what we're seeing in the community. We've gotten to $25,000 off the local community and a little bit beyond. There's certainly some supporters in Victoria and across Australia, but it's by and large been the local community, and it's so great to see local businesses showing up and reflecting back the values of the community at this point by wearing those T-shirts. And it's such a simple way to do it. And it's also so impactful. And that's what's so great about it.
It is simple. And, you've raised 25 grand. That is fantastic. And, what the money, then gets used for, to assist folk, who are having some gender-affirming surgery, which is going to change their life. I mean, this is great stuff, Max. Makes a difference, like a T-shirt, it's so simple. But getting those local businesses involved as well, I think it's extraordinary. I really congratulate you and commend you for it. It's advocacy takes all sorts of forms, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. And you're absolutely right. It's been an unexpected development. I started just really needing to raise money for my own top surgery and just sort of marrying up the idea of, I love T-shirts, and I think I just have a fantastic collection, as my partner will attest to.
Okay, come on. How many, Max? How many
not,
have you got?
I'm not going to divulge that on a national radio. No, that's not happening, Macca. Have a nice try. It's bordering on hoarding. We'll say that.
Okay. No, that's good.
It certainly is at the moment. So being able to work with a designer, you know, to bring to life my own t-shirt for that was just, it was so much fun to be able to do. And it's had this unexpected outcome, you know, to be able to actually have a model for fundraising and for, to be able to use that for, you know, successive people who are in the same position as me and need that financial support. And I think what's so, so sustainable and so lovely about it is that it's also, it also really provides a strong kind of social element of support for that person. And it, it also, it's kind of a nice little three-prong approach where it, it helps obviously the champion in need of that fundraiser, in need of those, you know, those funds. It then also creates like a, you know, a bit of a, someone to cheer for in the community. And it's so nice to be linked to that one person, to hear the story of that one person and why it's important, you know. And then it also brings this, you know, more, more sort of peripheral trans visibility through the t-shirt itself, which is, you know, out and about in the world, in the community, and, you know, in some cases internationally, which has just been really fantastic to see how it's kind of developed, and how it keeps growing. And, you know, it's all been from word of mouth, and it's all been through just lovely, supportive people who just want to do their little bit. You know, it's quite a different approach, I guess, to, you know, campaigning, which is obviously so important, but it's also, that's also not a space that everyone necessarily wants to be involved in. And this is a really nice little door for people to enter into, to be able to support trans people in a way that, you know, looks really good too, frankly. They're just, they're good designs. Yeah. You know, who doesn't want to wear a No Milk t-shirt? They're just, they're fun, they're loud, they're really bold. And I think that's why they've gotten so much traction.
Hi, Max, it's Liam here. Can I just ask you, you know, in terms of the build-up to Mardi Gras, have you had any experiences that have been sort of less positive in your endeavours to get people who are involved in Mardi Gras to support you, or anything that you would have ideally liked to have been more positive than your experience was?
Oh, that's a hard and a good question. I think for me, I guess part of what I do to make this sustainable for myself, and, you know, to be able to do the work to help other people with, you know, doing the fundraisers, is I keep a pretty safe circle around me. Mm-hmm. And I think as No Milk grows, that's probably more and more at risk, which is, you know, I guess it's the direction we're looking to go, but it's been really reaching out to the communities and the businesses that I know will support or may support something like this. I'm not sort of approaching, you know, those sort of rowdy pubs, and we're not after that kind of support. We want to galvanize the sort of, you know, the mid tiers who just don't know quite what to do. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's been avoidance in some sense of not putting myself, not putting our champions in that situation wherever uh-huh. possible, you know. So I guess we've been quite fortunate for the time being to not have too much negative responses. Mm-hmm. And I also actually think that's why the t-shirt is so important, because it acts as a buffer between the person and the fundraiser. It creates this sort of it creates a buffer in the middle where I think people are less likely to attack because of that design element. So that's my theory. I'm sticking with it. So it's been good so far. But yeah, I know we're always vulnerable to those attacks. And obviously the more visibility we get, the more vulnerable we become.
You know, when you speak to these local businesses that are being supportive, please pass on our thanks and congratulations. It's a great initiative, and to raise, you know, the amount of money that you have and the purpose that it's going towards, that's, you know, really fantastic, Max. The only thing I still want to know is how many t-shirts you got.
I'll bring you around. I'll show you my collection. I think that's the only way we're going to resolve.
Okay. All right, I'll allocate a couple of hours to that, I think.
Thanks, Marco.
Okay, pleasure. And again, this is a fantastic initiative. You know, it's a very different way to fundraise. And I think, yeah, look, everyone, people, we buy t-shirts and all sorts of stuff. But, you know, having a great message and what the money's being used for and getting the support of local businesses and a whole lot of people, good on you. It's a great initiative and well done.
Thank you. And the only thing I just want to add, if I've got about 20 seconds yep. more of time, we've got six squads on board, and we've actually run out of t-shirts.
Oh.
So unfortunately, we can't have any more. But we do have, you know, if we've got businesses who want to get involved, especially even outside of the sort of the Sydney area, you know, Gadigal lands, we've also got Fox donors who are businesses who do support through, you know, you can be a bronze Fox donor, a $200 donation, a silver Fox donor, who tend to be, you know, obviously very good looking people, and a gold Fox donor, which is a $1,000 donation, which you can do directly to Nix's fundraiser. Nix is our champion, you know, who's so close and so excited to get top surgery. So there's still ways to be involved, especially if you're a local business.
Excellent. Thanks, Max. Have a nice Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
And,
you
too. When I come to look at those T-shirts, I want them organised alphabetically, please.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Thanks, Max.
Done. All right. Done.
Cheers. Thank you. That was Max Pitt. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Stay with us when we come up. Complete and absolute total change of pace. We're going to talk fuel standards and vehicle emissions. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.